Today is March 28th, 2018. My name is Jada Carr, and I'm interviewing Mr. Maurice Cooley at Old Main at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. For my first year seminar class at Marshall University, our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and the value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Cisno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. The interview will be focused on the theme of legacy questions. Mr. Cooley, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. So my first question to you is, define what success means to you.
Okay. First of all, success in a general term is what I would consider as a psychological construct. And without going into detail about the different dimensions of success, whether it's personal, family, corporate, institutional, academic, but just the basic definition of success is one's ability to achieve a stated goal.
Okay. So with that definition, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
What would I tell my what?
20-year-old self. When you were 20, what would you go back and say to yourself?
Relevant to success?
Relevant to success.
Well, I think in order to consider success and to plan for successful outcomes in one's life, it largely requires a great degree of deliberation and thinking, because success pertains to goal setting.
Right.
And that determines whether whether one is going to have moderate, low to moderate to high degree of success or excellence of success. It is all based on the relevant goal that the person has established. So I would say if I were to go back to age 20, that I would encourage myself to be much more thoughtful minded and perhaps enter in discussion with other people whose opinions I value before I finalize really high and highly relevant goals. And so that's my basic response. I'm sure there's other elements to your question, but basically I would be more inspired to establish higher goals.
Okay, and the mistakes that you have made in life, what was the best lesson learned that has made you grow to the person you are today?
Well, earlier in my life, I was, as pertains to success and failures, I think earlier when I was much younger, when I perhaps lacked maturity and wisdom, I was more disturbed about failures than I am in recent years. And in more recent years of my life, I consider failures to be a value. And because it is when we're not able to do things to the degree or to the level that we desire to do them, it is because we make mistakes and our lack of success which causes us to change our strategy, our momentum, our thinking, and our methodology. And because without failures, without having problems along the way, the problems that creates the change. Because if you don't face barriers and problems, then one is not really generally motivated to alter their course. So it is really... It is sometimes disappointing, of course, to have failures, but I've learned to embrace them because there's always time to change because it calls you to a change, to a reach to a higher level.
Okay. So, what are the three values that mean most to you in life? What are your three main values that you live on?
Oh. Family. Family cohesion, a love of God, and prayerfulness are my three values.
Your three, okay. So with that being said, what is the most, your grandchildren, what is the most important thing, a piece of advice that you would give to them to be successful in life?
Set high goals. Work towards being as resilient and hardworking as you possibly can. And don't try to do things by yourself.
Okay. Those are And what would you want them to know about you, the most important thing that you have done, or what you want them to know about you?
I think it is important to know that I tried to be a person that was respectful to other people, that I was open-minded and accepting of different people irrespective of our origins of life. I don't think anybody is better than any other people. I truly don't believe that. And I would want them to know that I worked hard as I possibly could with all of the tools and the ingredients and characteristics that God has given me in order to serve people, particularly to serve people who have less than what I have. And I think that God has given me gifts and attributes as a conduit that I can use those to serve other people so that they may grow to a level equal and higher than what I have.
Okay, so with that being said, what is something you wish you could have done differently in life?
Oh, I wish that I could have had I known earlier in my life when I was a teenager, perhaps. I wish I could go back and talk to the people that were in my life, so that they would have encouraged me to strive harder for a higher level of reward. My wife argues with me about that because she believes that I have been highly successful with the pathway that I have chosen, and I accept that as well. I suppose that I'm thinking that perhaps with guidance, stronger guidance earlier in life, I may have chosen to do something differently.
Right.
You know, perhaps I could have gone to medical school. I could have been a scientist. I could have been a researcher. Maybe a lawyer who is serving people and the criminal justice issues of society. Perhaps, I don't know. I just didn't have a great deal of encouragement relevant to a specific pathway. I just had encouragement to go to college to make something out of yourself. I really didn't know how to figure it out.
Right. So, with that being said, how would you want somebody to remember you that did not know you? If you were...
I want people to know me that I was a person who went out of their way to show love and guidance and support and to teach other people.
Right.
So that their lives would be happier and more successful.
Okay. So our first year seminar class is like focusing on critical thinking. So what is an example of critical thinking in your life or in your workplace?
Each day I'm faced with so many different kind of issues presented by faculty, administrators, students. One of the things that I've come to understand some time ago, perhaps during my years of behavioral health practice, is that one has to be patient and carefully seek a deeper level of understanding about what someone is saying and what someone means before you arrive at trying to attempt at a solution. Because generally what people begin to say in initial conversation to request something, and you must go beyond that because the core of that is beneath the surface. So, and that's really important because you have to think critically. Because if you're asked to solve a problem, the core of that is beyond what the person generally presents to you, because we have to make sure that if we're going to address the real issue is beyond the surface. So you have to think analytically and critically. and then examine what is being requested in order to arrive at what is it that we really need to strive to do.
So the final question would be, would you like to add something I haven't asked you yet based on success, based on critical thinking, or just something you want to tell me that I have not asked yet?
No, but I'm glad that you're taking a class in critical thinking. I think it may be a challenging course of instruction for people who normally do not grow up with their existing character to think analytically and critically. But I encourage you to continue the study and the thoughtfulness about how do you think about things, how do you explore things, the degree of exploration that you give things. Things are not as simple as what they appear to be. There's always different aspects and ramifications and factors and dynamics relevant to something that is being presented. And in order to fully understand that, you have to look at all of its parts in order to arrive at a solution. So do not think things simplistically on how they are, because you will really miss the mark. So it really requires it requires some sense of patience. It requires a sense of examination. It requires asking lots of questions. It requires discovery. And in order, you have to examine all of the collection of data and information. Then you will find what are the parts. And then one must think with very, very carefully about the process that is to go through in order to address the parts.
Right.
And you keep doing that. And if you keep doing that, and as you mature in age and wisdom and study and growth, and as your brain grows, you too will become wiser. You will have knowledge and your brain will work better, and you will understand your life better, and you will be able to serve people better in the work that you're doing by critical and analytical thinking.
Okay, thank you for interviewing with me today.
You're most welcome, and I hope that I was helpful a little bit.
You were.
Thank you.
All right.